How do you manage stress in your marriage when your adult children are having challenges? Here to chat about that today are our friends, longtime friends. They spoke nationally with Family Life's Weekend to Remember a Marriage Getaway for over 20 years, and have been on here about the same length of time doing My Marriage Matters. Welcome back, you two, Joe and Cindy Farini.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, just to let the record show, I talked to your son-in-law yesterday. Your children are doing fine. This is not a, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Kids are struggling. How are we doing, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you for that update. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, glad to hear it.
Sure. But it can be a difficult transition for parents of adult children. I'm first experiencing this now as my oldest daughter's 19 and off on her own. It's a weird transition to navigate.
Yes, and that they're on their own. And as one of our friends and us, a couple of our friends and us say, stay in your own lane, you know? We have to let them be who they are and how they're going to grow up. And yet, you know, they're still our kids no matter what. We're going to hurt with them no matter what. If they're hurting, we hurt. If they're happy, we're happy. And, you know, certainly we want to help them. And if there's ways that we can, but then there's also ways that we have to stay in our own lane.
Yeah, and I've even noticed that I kind of expected Sarah and I to be in sync. Not the band, obviously, but like emotionally and mentally. And we haven't been. We've been really experiencing things very differently. And that's been a bit surprising to me. Has that been the case for you?
I would say probably yes. But I would say for most couples, because I really feel like God does make us so different, that I hear anyway often that when, as a couple, when one's feeling kind of down, the other one's lifting them up, and just like the scripture says we should do, and the other way around. So there's some good to that, but then the challenge becomes, you know, like, you're not as sad as I am, or you're not, you know, you're not as into this situation as I am. And I do see that that has happened with couples, and maybe sometimes with us too. I am thankful that, I mean, our kids are going to have the ups and downs just like we have. I'm thankful. And then we had a conversation with a couple last night, one of our dear friends. One of the things, you know, we see is so many children and grown children, you know, our kids are married and have their own kids. But kids walking away from the faith, I know you've covered that on your show. And that's just one part of it. But what about when they experience things like, you know, a death maybe of a child or their own loved one. I have a friend who, she herself is a widow, and about 5 years into her widowhood, her daughter lost her husband.
Oh.
And so my friend up and moved to where her daughter was. And it was not like across town. It was a couple states away. And so her life completely changed more than once to help accommodate her daughter. And she has a larger family. So it's a hard decision for some of these things that we have to do in terms of helping our kids, but then also the being careful to not overstep our bounds either.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's got to be so challenging. And I mean, I would imagine it for those, you know, intact marriages with adult children, it can be difficult to manage the stress of all those things.
Yeah, I think the fact of the matter is, Brian, is that no matter how old they are or no matter how old we are, I think we never stop feeling responsible for our adult children. And I think that's just the way most of us are wired that way. And we just never stop hurting for them if they're having problems. Nevertheless, we need to avoid that urge to take over when problems begin to come into their lives. And just be there available to come alongside them as they're working through these difficult times.
And I think, too, you know, how much do they want to share with us if they are having any kind of problems? Because not all of it is something that we should be prying into.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, hopefully as parents, we all are saying things to our kids, we care about you. And if you ever want to talk about anything, we're here. If you want to talk to us individually or as a couple, or if there's some way we can help, let us know. But there's also, you know, that other side of things, that when they've made some really poor choices and life is really not good because the choices they've made have put them in this different place, you know, then there's a time too where sometimes we might have to let them feel the pain of their decisions. And that doesn't just hurt them, it hurts us too.
Yeah, I bet that really hurts. I mean, because you know they need to experience the pain, but as a parent, your natural inclination is to rescue your kids.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and then, you know, you think about, I made like just a little bit of a list, like if they're going through grief, maybe they just need some guidance and things like that. But what if they're going through something, you know, like they're into drugs or, you know, something like that, that's really changing them personally and then their whole life around them. It affects everybody in their life. I don't know if anyone has seen the movie with Julia Roberts, Ben Is Back. It's a heartbreaking movie, and it's such a reality that did not happen in our immediate family, but it did happen in my family. And just watching someone making choices like that is difficult. And, you know, how can a parent get involved and still protect their marriage? Because it's affecting everybody, not just the person who's making those poor choices. And then if you take that a step further, maybe it's not just them, but they're, you know, they're married and then they have children. And then, you know, are you the one that's also going to have to raise these children or help raise these children? Then there's the aspect of boundaries. What kind of boundaries are you going to make so that you, as the parent and as a married couple too, have your own life too?
Yeah, and that's a particularly hard these days, I'd imagine, because, you know, I don't recall when I was a kid, there were a lot of grandparents heavily involved. And now, in a positive sense, there's grandparents heavily involved, but I've seen some taken advantage of as well by their adult children.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And where do you draw the line on the boundary when you've already said, no matter what the reason, that they've come to live with you and you have, you know, your child and maybe three of their kids or something, and you're like, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm helping them do everything every single day, but your own child is still making poor decisions. How does the parent and then the couple in the marriage, like say Joe and I, how do you handle that?
Yeah.
To keep your marriage strong when you see that your child's life is falling apart. And I have seen some real deep challenges in that way. And it's heartbreaking for me to watch, and it's not even my family.
Yeah. And I know you've got a really good list here, Cindy and Joe, of like things to consider as your adult children experience these challenges.
Yes, I think the first thing we need to do always, always is to love them unconditionally, certainly supporting them in prayer, helping them as they're willing to accept the help as much as you're willing to give it, and also just within your abilities. I think there's some things maybe as we're aging or even with just within our giftings, you know, we're not able to help in certain ways or just your lifestyle type thing, you're not able to help. But we have to love them unconditionally. That's one.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the primary roles I've discovered as a parent that I just, one of the ways to teach them the ways of the Lord is even when it's challenging to offer unconditional love, to demonstrate it. And I can imagine that's a challenge when adult children make bad choices.
Yeah.
I mean, I think allowing them to experience the consequences of their own failures is in itself an act of love. It may not look that way from their perspective, but allowing them to kind of walk through this valley that they're in right now. And again, knowing that we're available if they want us to help them, we're there for them. But again, my biggest concern, what I see a lot of times happen is for adults is that, I mean, they just want to, you know, engage and take over. And I think that's just the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, for sure. And then,
sorry, go ahead. Well, no, I was going to say that I see this. It's a natural desire to want to intervene for your kid, but it's been wild for me even to watch as my oldest daughter enlisted in the Army, how many parents are pining to control after their children have been handed over to the United States military. It's like, would you let go? You have no influence. They won't let you. But it happens.
That's right.
Yeah, that string was cut right there.
Yes, dramatically
exactly.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. And what does that teach them also, though? Because they're going to go through hardships. I've been thinking about Sarah so much and praying for her and just thinking, like, just going through training, I can't even imagine. Because you are told you can't think for yourself right now.
That's right.
You are ours. And so no matter what our children are going through, and if they've, you know, your daughter made the choice to go and do a different line of work, and she's going to be working for our country, and I appreciate that very much. Some other children, they may get married, and so then the two of them become one, so that, you know, our hands should be off of telling them what to do.
Yeah.
And certainly we shouldn't be telling them. Maybe we could offer them some ideas, but to say, you know, if there's conversation, you know, have you tried this, or oh, maybe what if you thought about this? Because we may not know every single thing. We may only see the top of the iceberg.
Yeah.
You know, we may only be seeing a little bit of what's going on.
I think one of our biggest responsibilities at this point is just to listen well to our children. You know, don't preach to them. Usually they're already feeling pretty bad about the whole situation and feeling guilty. So do not be critical of them when they're in the midst of this problem situation that they're in. But again, as I said earlier, just offer help and provide the help when they ask you. Because I've just found that criticism is just one of those things that just pushes them away further from you. And of course, that's the last thing you want to see happen. Just try to understand, you know, what led to the failure, what led to the problem, and then come in when you can and help.
And maybe a sideline to that too is, as a married couple, if one of you is doing what Joe just said and you're interjecting and telling them kind of what to do, the other of the couple probably has to sort of temper that a little bit and say, you know, maybe you shouldn't say it quite like that, or maybe we shouldn't go in that direction with them. But that puts a strain on your marriage, because now you're having disagreements on how to handle their situation, whether it's disagreements or other, you know, other things.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that you have to really be careful. And I think you can't take the blame.
Yeah, and this is a big one you wrote down that I think a lot of people struggle with. I know I do. It's easy when your kids make mistakes to blame yourself, isn't it?
Well, I think it is. And they have to be able to own whatever it is that their problem is or their situation. And maybe we can help equip them with conversation, or maybe leading them toward counseling. Or, as we said earlier, if it's something like drugs or any other kind of addiction, to, you know, try to get them the help that they need. But like so many things, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So the same thing with our children. You know, you can tell them what they should do, but if they're not ready, if they're not willing, then what's that going to do? And that will put a pressure on our marriage.
Yeah, and you know, have you encountered parents of adult children who really struggle with this taking the blame for their children's decisions?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do see that often. And again, that's really what leads to our recommendations is just establishing boundaries.
Okay.
For yourselves, especially as a married couple. You know, the biggest problem of parenting an adult child is to overreact, you know, to a crisis in their life and to become too involved, at which point in time it becomes your problem, right? And one of our goals as a parent is to raise our children to be independent of us. And our role, as Cindy has been saying, is just to give love, acceptance, and encouragement and guidance when requested and through the entire process.
And Brian, you're bringing up the aspect of, you know, do you see people taking the blame for it? You know, there are some times when we should take the blame because we've missed opportunities, or we've missed guiding our children in the way that we could have or should have. And I would say, as a parent and as a couple, if you've recognized that has been something that you have done, and maybe it was intentional, like, you know, I don't really care about going to my kids' programs or whatever, and you've really missed out on half of their life of certain things, I think that's when we take the ownership of it and we say to them, you know, I am so sorry that I, whatever, fill in the blank, and you make an apology for it and you ask for forgiveness. And then you begin a new place, hopefully that they've forgiven you and, you know, that is behind you in the sense of that you've gotten it out on the table and you've talked about it. But then also to build a new beginning for the tomorrows that are to be.
And how do you, you mentioned as well, setting up boundaries appropriately as parents of adult children. I've seen a lot of people struggle with this. Like, how do you do this without hurting the relationship with your adult kids?
Well, I think the first thing is just what Cindy's been saying, just the importance of affirming your love and acceptance for them and recognizing your limitations. And, you know, if we cannot help resolve the conflict that they're having, we need to be able to suggest and encourage them, if you will, to reach out for help. You know, it depends on what the problem is. I mean, if you're talking about a spiritual problem, then you want to encourage them to go to their pastor or ministry leader. If they're having financial problems, then you need to direct them to a financial planner or a banker or something. And if they're having emotional help, then you need to provide them direction towards a counselor, a psychologist, psychiatrist. But again, you can't come in and expect to provide all the information, all the help that is needed at this point. You need to take a reality check and just realize that there's some things that you just can't help them with, and that they need to let them, you know, provide them what you can with recommendations.
Yeah, I like that. The other thing is too, now this is not the same thing as that your kids are in a crisis or have some kind of a big challenge, but this is just in terms of how much you invest or time you have with your grandchildren. I remember a time when Christina first moved home from Florida. They lived in Florida for 7 years. They've been back now for about 12 and a half years. And I remember her asking, she was pregnant with her youngest at the time. I remember her asking me, because Joe was still working, would you be willing to give me a day a week to watch the kids? And I said, no. And I said, but if you need 5 days a week and you let me know ahead of time, I'll be happy to watch the children 5 days a week. But at that time, I still had a lot of things that I had to do for Joey, because Joey's with us forever. Joe was working. So I still had my life and my own set of responsibilities. I was still very happy to participate, and I loved being with the grandchildren. But I wasn't willing to give her 1 day a week when I didn't know that 1 day Joey was going to need for something.
Yeah.
So I said no. Now, when Joe retired, we both said, I think we should try to give the girls 1 day a week. And we were tickled to be able to do that. The girls were tickled, too.
I bet.
Kathleen at the time was, you know, just beginning raising her children, and she has 3 under the age of 5. So we have to have our own boundaries, and that was a boundary for me. But there have been times, you know, back after we had been asked that question, that we have watched Christina's kids for two weeks in a row, like for them to go do something. So what are your boundaries then as a couple? And what do you come to decide as a couple, and then support each other in those decisions as well?
Yeah, the most important relationship is your relationship with your spouse, after, of course, your relationship with the Lord. And we need to just continue to nurture that relationship and keep those communication lines open, and don't keep secrets from each other. I mean, that's kind of the worst thing you can do. If someone's just telling, one child's telling you, but not telling the other parent that, you know, don't tell mom or don't tell dad I said this. You know, that's a red flag. There needs to be complete open communications. And, you know, loving your spouse is absolutely critical through this entire process. And, you know, over the weekend, we saw one of those classic movies, The Notebook. Have you seen The Notebook?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's a classic tearjerker crying movie. Joe, you okay?
I'm just getting over it now. But the reality was with that was just kind of a good slap in the face, kind of a wake-up call that this is the most important person, and I need to be there for this person no matter what happens in our children's lives. And I think that's a good reminder for you. So if you need a reminder, that's a good book movie to watch.
and really to be intimately and intentionally letting your kid know, you know, we just love you no matter what. And yet, as a couple, continue to have the usual things that you have, your friends, your hobbies, whatever, work, your travel. Continue to have those so that you're also maintaining and growing your own relationship in the midst of helping them when they've asked, you know, for direction.
Very good advice this week yet again from our friends Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. I know you get the audio posted online and have lots of discussions on Facebook. How can folks connect with you?
We would love to have them on Facebook at My Marriage Matters. And we have a website, CindyFarini.com or JoeFarini.com. And there's lots of stuff there and a lot of background audios, too, so you can take a look at what's up there.
Thanks, you too. Always appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, too.
Bye-bye.